Welcome back, convicts, to another episode of Convicts Convention Podcast. This is your warden speaking, Will.
And this is Kina.
And we're doing a follow-up episode, the post-con review for, or after-con review, if you will, of the Conjure...
Tom Cruise,
yeah. So, here we are. It's been about a week since we got off the boat.
Yes, and it was a really fun time. We needed some time to get our land legs back.
Oh, I was sick. I've been in bed sick all most of this week.
Like, you've suffered from con crud before, but I think this is your first con cruise con crud.
Yes. It's always a danger, no matter where you go, when you're with a large group of people all together. It is definitely a danger of running into somebody who's got something.
Yeah. But con crud is real, y'all. It's really real.
Yeah, the struggle is real. The struggle is real. But it was a great time. It turned out to be a lot better than even I expected. Mm-hmm. Aside from the weather, yeah. Which was not the fault of anyone.
Yeah, and it wasn't that horrible. Like, the weather, it definitely could have been better, especially, like, what, the first day. And the drive down, because we drove to Jacksonville to the port.
Yeah, we're coming from the Tampa area all the way to Jacksonville. We got about 80.
But we can't complain too much about our drive, because we were still coming from within state, whereas most people were coming from out of state. Granted, Georgia, but still, they had a little further travel.
Well, I met people that were part of our group from all the way from, like...
Like Melody, who you'll hear from later on
in this episode.
She was from a little further than even Georgia. So, yeah, we had a really good crowd of people for it being the first annual event.
And they've already announced that they've got the port of call, the destination, the cruise, everything lined up for next year.
Yeah, they just can't release any information about it until March 12th. So if you're not sure you want to go, but you're interested, go to Convoluta's Facebook page and like that page, because then you can get updates and then you can find out more information about it while you're deciding if you want to go next year.
And we're going to have updates on our site, on our Facebook and everything
also,
as well.
Yes. And we're also going to eventually, within the next upcoming months, have an interview with Jay and Christy, who are part of the group that put together the Con Cruise.
They're the founders of Convoluta.
Yeah. So we'll have an interview with them later on this year and get some more information from them, not only about the event next year, but also about their group, which started out as like a party group, is particularly for Dragon Con. So we'll have a whole episode with other party con party groups featuring Christy and Jay. So you said that the event was even better than what you thought it was going to be. So what were your expectations going into it?
Like Jay, when this thing first started and we first heard about it, I thought it was going to be 30 plus people. It ended up being almost 200. Mm-hmm. When it all said and done. We even had some people from the boat join our group, basically, one in particular. Kind of latched onto the group and made himself a part of the group.
Which is pretty cool when you think about it, because the whole point is meeting new people and enjoying the experience together. So to go on this boat and as a group and get to know each other better and have people to hang out and party with is great, but also introducing new people into it who had no idea what going to a con and all of that is about, that is pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, it was just a great group of people. Met, like you said, we met a lot of new people that we've never talked to before. We share all the same interests, and mm-hmm. we go to Dragon Con, and we met a lot of people that we're going to be meeting at Dragon Con mm-hmm. and having a great time with. We even met people from the Tampa area yes, on the boat.
That was really exciting for me, because we have a lot of friends that we've met through conventions, and they're some of our best friends. But with them living out of state or further
or out of country,
maybe in the state of Florida, but a little further away, we don't often get to hang out as much as we like. And sometimes just hanging out once a month, we feel like we're lucky when we can do that. So to actually meet some people who live that close to us that, you know, oh, we want to go hang out on the weekend and get together, that's more feasible than it has been in the past. So that was really cool.
Yeah. And
so yeah, if that was the only thing that we got out of this experience, oh, that would have been worth it for me alone. But
so giving a shout out to Jose
and Elizabeth.
And Elizabeth. you know, it was really cool meeting you guys, along with everybody else we met on the boat, Reginald, mm-hmm, Alley, and so many others, too many to name. Mm-hmm. Our table guests. Mm-hmm. We met a lot of great people at our table. We had Dean and Travis, which we already knew.
And Tracy and Tabitha, which we already knew. But we also met Kimber, and she goes to DragonCon yearly, and she has a group, a Facebook group, so check it out. It's for DragonCon 40 and older. So look it up.
After 40,
and it's a pretty large and active group. So that's another thing that you can get involved in if you are 40 and above.
Melody.
So, and again, we're going to have her interview later on. And we really enjoy speaking with her because she had a very unique experience because she went on the Sixth Man Walking Dead Con Cruise the week before coming on Convoluted Con Cruise, and we had talked about that cruise a little bit. So to have someone who had been on it, we wanted to see what her experience was like so that we can share with you guys, but then also have her speak about getting off one boat essentially and getting on another. And the differences and or similarities. So that's going to be.
So you're going to hear a lot about that. But getting back to the cruise at hand, the first day was pretty much meet and greet at the poolside. It was a little bit cold and rainy.
A little bit windy, yeah.
So we had a good turnout there. You know, a lot of people there to talk to and meet up with, and then that was pretty much. The majority of the first day, the bags,
which were awesome.
Let's talk about the bags for a minute. They contained a lot of really cool stuff from the sponsors, including this great sponsor, Convicts Convention Podcast. They had this really cool lanyard in there. It was orange and black. I'm playing, but it was a cool lanyard. I'm going to toot my own horn, toot toot on that one. But that's the last time that design will be featured because our design has changed.
Yeah.
Our logo has changed. Our branding has changed.
It's like Convoluted and Convoluted. I got them on the brain, so they've got good advertising going because I'm all about Convoluted right now. But Convicts on the lanyard, it just says Convicts and it doesn't break up that word where it says Con-Vix. And I think that's really important, especially after
the feedback,
because so many people who didn't know what it was about just assumed, oh, are you guys...
There's a bunch of criminals meeting up with each other? So I would apologize about that. It was a marketing blah on our part, but we fixed that.
Well, you wanted to play on, you know, that word, but you didn't want it to
I didn't want
take
it to be literal.
Over. Yeah.
I didn't want it to be a literal.
So basically your idea with Convicts was to say that once you get into going to conventions, you're basically what?
Well,
what
yeah,
was your,
it's
what was
basically
your thought.
My thoughts go more to the idea that we're only free at the conventions.
Mm-hmm.
We're imprisoned by our actual lives.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're actually listening to this Convict Convention podcast outside of the convention, that's when you're in your cell.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wishing you were back to being free again. And that's Dragon Con weekend or or Spooky's Empire, you know, Spooky Empire, or whatever convention you're at, that's your freedom. Mm-hmm. That's when you're out and you're able to be free. But the rest of your life, you're spending in your cell, and you're just waiting for that weekend of freedom. And that's my personal take. Okay. Anybody can kind of interpret it the way they want.
Yeah, because I mean, you basically came up with the name and the concept and everything. So I always kind of thought you were saying you're a prisoner to the convention life.
Once you get involved in conventions,
you're imprisoned to
that's how you get a happy convict. That's how you get sentenced. Mm-hmm. You go to your convention, and you feel that freedom, and then you go home and you realize you're in jail.
Oh, okay.
and you're a prisoner of your life until that weekend comes along again, and that's how you get you know your convict status.
Okay, all right.
Well, but back to the
cruise. It's whatever you.
I'm glad we got that out because actually we should have put that like in our first episode. Yeah. What it means, what I was going for with the name mm-hmm. and everything. And I'm glad we got that out there now.
Okay.
It's been something I've been like, how are we gonna get that out there?
Better late than never, I guess.
Yeah.
But back to the cruise. So the first day, had the meetup at the pool, got to know everyone, got your gift bags, and the bags were really cool. The bags can float.
T-shirts.
And they're like kind of like backpacks. You can put them on your bag.
Straps.
So, straps.
Not straps, but strings. Well,
yeah. So they are reusable and durable. So I really like those bags. I will be taking them on other cons with me. And like you said, inside the bag, you have the T-shirt from the cruise director.
Cruise, yeah.
And our lanyard, Convoluted's lanyard, and they had a cool badge on theirs for everyone, which I really appreciated. And you had some different pins and the Grease magazine.
And the thing from, what's the bakery? What's the name of the bakery?
Was it Mimi?
No, it's... I'll get the name. I'll post the name along with the rest of the sponsors mm-hmm. in the description of the of this episode. I'll be listing out all the sponsors
just list
and
all
everything.
The sponsors. That way you can go check out their pages and everything.
They have these really cool little. Mine was a stormtrooper, like mm-hmm. kind of like a little. I don't know what you would call it. It's like a little.
It's a pin
type
thing. And it is a pin, but it's baked. And it had the image baked onto it. It looked really great. Mine was
Charm
the TIE
type
Fighter.
Thing. Yours was a TIE Fighter. We saw a lot of Harry Potter and all kinds of different
fandoms.
And
then Conjure had a $10 off coupon for their upcoming convention. So there was a lot of cool things in that gift bag alone, and you got that on the first day.
Yeah.
And then each day, Friday, Saturday... even Sunday night, you had little meetups. So I think Friday night, we took over the piano bar.
Piano bar, yeah.
And Saturday night, similar thing. So there was always something. The pub crawl was
Sunday night. That was
Sunday night.
So
there was always something to do to meet up with the group and have fun together. And then they had the Cards Against Humanity games.
That was Saturday night,
yes.
The Cards mm-hmm. Against Humanity. That was a lot of fun. I got to participate in that. Met a lot of cool people. We got this. I can't believe that Muggle lady sat there for as long as she did in the library. It was a group of seven of us or eight of us, and we were not quiet. And she sat on the other side on her laptop working, and it was just hilarious because we were no holds barred, vulgar. Laughing, cutting up, and she just sat over there not making a sound except for the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually she got up and left.
She was there a long time, so she was probably having a good time herself.
She never made a sound. Mm-hmm. She never acknowledged this. She didn't acknowledge this when she walked out. So...
Well, I know that the cruise, it has the pool area, and it has several jacuzzis, and it has the one jacuzzi / hot tub that is in the over 21 area. And we had people meet
Friday
up
night there
and hang out. So you had the different things that the cruise offered, but even if you were on that cruise alone, you still had people to go hang out with and enjoy yourself, so you never felt like alone or that you just stay in your room or go somewhere and feel left out, because there was always someone from the group that you can go hang out with. So I thought that was fun. And I really liked all the events they had planned for Sunday. So unfortunately, I was dealing with seasickness.
Well, everybody was. The seas were really bad. Sunday was our day at sea, and it was bad. The boat was just moving every direction, up, down, left, right, and center.
Up, down, left, right, and center. That sounds like a song or a workout.
Yeah, sure.
Up, down, left, right, center. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
All right. She's starting her pop career now. Everybody was feeling it that day. It just kind of put a damper on the entire day. The events that Convoluted had going were phenomenal.
The events were amazing. And to be honest with you, if they did not have those events, I would have been in the room in bed the entire day.
Yeah.
But that was like the big cap off day, and then it had all the events, and I was not gonna miss it. So when I went to
the cocktail party from 12:30 to 1:30, and I was expecting a lot different than what we ended up getting. I was expecting a drink, or
you
maybe
were expecting
two.
It to be like an open bar at some conventions where you do VIP and they have an open bar at the VIP party. And you go stand in a long line, and you're lucky if you get one drink or maybe two for each hand, and then that's it. But but the way they did it was just really great, because they had the bartenders walking around with platters full of pre-made drinks. And even though they were fruity pre-made drinks, they were really good. You could taste the alcohol.
They weren't stingy with them.
They were not.
They were giving them out. They were walking around giving them out, and they had a variety of drinks. They had the fun ship, which that was my favorite that they had. Mm-hmm. They had like this lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Had like a margarita.
And they had a margarita.
They had ginger ale, and they also had like
non-alcoholic stuff.
Yeah. So, and then we were expecting the drinks. We were not expecting to get all of these drinks like that, but we were not expecting food at all. So for them to walk around with food, and it was good food, good appetizers. So what was your favorite?
Oh, the shrimp. They had the shrimp that were the appetizer from the day before.
Yeah, they had the shrimp, and then they had the spring rolls. They had like little pigs in a blanket. They had crackers with different toppings on it. They actually had a lot of stuff. And I think even the organizers didn't expect for the cruise to do that. So I think that was something that was pretty much unexpected for everyone. Pleasant surprise.
No, it was. It was a very pleasant surprise. They had the really great crackers with like a chicken salad on them, and they had all kinds of really cool little appetizers. There's a great picture set that I really hope I can get from one of the people on the boat. They were taking pictures of me and my Jason, and I picked up the cracker and I put it in my mouth and I'm eating it, and it was like they took a picture, like it was like a little action sequence of Jason eating.
Well, there's a picture posted on Convict's Facebook page of Jason sitting there eating appetizers.
Yeah.
Because I posted a comment under it that, hey, it's supposed to be kill, 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 not eat, eat, eat. But, so they had the open bar was the first hour where you got drinks for free. And I feel like everyone... And I was about to say that. I feel like everyone got their fill, because I saw tables just filled with drinks. So after that first hour, you had to pay for your drinks. But like I said, with tables full of drinks, I think people had enough to last them the next hour. And that next hour is when they did the costume contest, which you did.
I participated in the costume contest. I thought I had it in my bag with two judges in my pocket, but that didn't work
out. Hey, but the judges are honest, and, you know,
yeah.
Jason's cool and everything, but there were better costumes. There were
some great costumes. Yeah,
there really was.
The winner of that costume contest was the Pop Top Knight,
mm-hmm.
and he was wearing a full set of chainmail armor mm-hmm. made from the tops of soda cans and beer cans.
Oh, okay.
And that's what cool. his whole chainmail armor was made out of, little tabs.
Mm-hmm. Well, the girl that won, her, she had like an armor and cape, and it was also
made out of World of Warcraft or some kind of game cards.
Yeah, that was really cool, and she did that all herself also. So the people who won really did deserve it, and it was a very interesting and fun costume contest. It was all in good fun, and people entered it just for the fun of it, but they had great costumes, and they got up there and enjoyed themselves.
Their prizes were really cool. They had these Lexan, mm-hmm. Like crystal statues with the conjurer kind of stuff going inside of it. It was mm-hmm. like laser engraved in it.
Oh, I like this. And it had an
LED in the base that would make it glow and change colors.
Okay.
And that was a really cool statue. Well, I hope
they post a picture of that on their Facebook page or our Facebook page, something, because I want to see it.
If you yeah. want one of those, post a picture of it for us. Yeah, that would be cool.
Because I didn't get to see and enjoy as much of it as I would have had it been a more smooth sailing day. Because I pretty much stay snuggled up underneath my jacket in a chair, sleep, so I can hear things going on in the background. And I had an enjoyable time just listening to that. And it was better than just staying in my room. Like I said, if all this stuff wasn't going on, I would not have even left the room.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go again next year and really experience the full experience without being sick.
And
have more involvement, because I was going to wear my pirate costume that day. I wasn't going to do the costume contest, but I didn't even get to dress up in costume because it just took all I could just to show up.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people were like that, too.
Hell yeah.
And I know there was one person who was in the costume contest. It was supposed to be a couple, but the guy got sick, so had to leave. And I know the people that we met that live here near to us, Elizabeth, she did Wednesday from the Addams Family, and then Jose did Fidel Castro.
So yeah, that was Fidel Castro. Pretty
funny.
And he was talking in Spanish to people. It was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny. And I just missed out on a lot of it.
What did he say?
Yeah.
He said something about these crazy Americans. The last hour of that event on Sunday was the geek quiz, the
geek trivia
contest, and we did very well.
I thought you were gonna win it though, Mr. Geek Know Everything. You didn't win.
Nope, didn't win. we were our team was in first place going to the halftime.
You were.
And then we just bombed out on the second half.
It's because you guys weren't feeling well, that's what it was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. Had nothing to do with the questions were so just out there. Just it was cool. It was a lot of fun. It was definitely a lot of fun. We had a great time. Overall, that whole Sunday was really a good time. I'm still up and down, and my head's still kind of weird from mm-hmm. the boat because of how much was going on with the boat Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'm still kind of trying to gain my land legs back.
It's so funny. I mean, I'm stuck on the whole geek trivia thing. You're like, the questions are out there, because I hear that so much when people do geek trivia and the different contests, and it always make me wonder, well, what questions would you have put on there?
Well, the questions are out there, but it's kind of a perception thing, because
it is, because they might have been out there for you, but other people answered. They answered the questions. They got them right, so it wasn't out there for them.
No.
You just wanted more Star Wars questions. That's probably what it was.
Yeah. Well, and then dinner that night was pretty much the closing event for us.
Mm-hmm.
That was
we're done. That after was that.
It for us. Jay, he was going to do an interview with us. We were going to do it right after the events, but we got kind of caught up with stuff. And yeah,
it was a rough night, and everyone was really
sick. He didn't make it through dinner. Yeah. He had to be escorted back to his room because he got sick.
I like the way you said escorted. He just went back to his room.
He needed to be almost carried back to his room.
I probably needed to be carried. It was really a rough night. But, you know, it could always be worse because there was another, I think it was the Royal Caribbean, that was out in sea, and they had a even rougher
they got hit harder than
night
we did.
Than we did. Like, they had damage to the furniture and then their ship, and then they had like an hour or two that their captain told them to stay in their rooms. So it could have definitely been worse. And the fact that it was just the last night and we got to enjoy the rest of the cruise, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. And there were some people that they were okay. You know,
yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
There were a lot of people out there. A lot of people. All night, having a good time. We just weren't.
One of them.
You know, we weren't part of that group.
Yeah, we couldn't hang. But next time, because we're definitely going next time. And one thing I just wanted to comment before we move on to the interview section is that I really appreciate the things that we got from the cruise, because when you, in the convoluted putting it together, because when you think about like the price that we paid, I know initially there was a few people who said, well, I have gotten cruises cheaper. I've gotten 4 day cheaper. And that may be true, but because I initially thought the same thing. And then I started thinking about the $100 credit we got that you could use for whatever. You could use it for drinks, to buy something on the cruise, for your gratuities, whatever. And then it's a $75 credit per room, so split between two people in the room, $37.50. And you can use that on your excursion. And what else did... Oh, then the hour open bar.
There were some discounts available for things like the drink packages from our group rates and everything that people took advantage of. I think it was like $50 off for the weekend. Mm-hmm. You can buy the big drink package and basically get a day of that for free.
And if you're a big drinker, then it would be worth it. For us, it wouldn't have been, because we were lucky if we drink like one drink per person per day.
Well, I think that was mostly due to the seas.
Not really, because it wasn't until the last day that it was a rough sea voyage. Sea voyage. But anyway, but some people did get it, and it was worth it to them. So when you add all of that together, it's almost as if the cruise is paid for it. Like, is the value of the three things that you were getting equal what you paid for the cruise? So to be,
it really was more than what you would have saved going through a third party another party to buy the cruise.
Exactly.
The amount you saved really added a lot of value. Mm-hmm. And then being part of the group.
So on average, if you paid, and you could have, someone might have paid a little bit less, someone might have paid a little bit more. But on average, if you pay $350 for the cruise, then you get a $100 gift credit, $75 for excursion, that open bar for an hour, and that five drinks, a drink can easily cost you $9 per drink. So that's like almost $50 right there.
Bucks, yeah.
So you're looking at like almost $250 on those things alone, and not even considering what you mentioned about discounts for Cheers packages and things like that. And you were getting ready to say about putting price aside and the things that you got price and discount wise, but the people,
being part of the group and having that in. And being able to meet all these people and have such a great time, it was worth the price of admission alone. And I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, I can't wait for the next one. So, you know, to meet more people and then to reconnect with the people we met this time. And like we said, shout out Elizabeth Jose, because we've already, you know, made plans to go to other cons together right here in our area. So to me, that's priceless.
Yeah, that was.
So
yeah.
Thank you, Jay and Christy.
Yep.
And I can't wait to talk to you guys. And the rest of the convoluted crew.
Can't wait to talk to Jay and Christy again. Can't wait to talk to Mark from MarksterCon again. He's a very dear friend of ours. We'll be having him on for at least an episode, if not more, talking about Markster Con and everything else mm-hmm. that he has going. And then Girls of the Con, you're going to be hearing a lot from Girls of the Con. Mm-hmm. I plan on getting Tracy to do some recording for us in the future.
Yeah, and then they have their episodes coming up next week.
Yep, and their episodes coming up next week, so look forward to that. There's a lot of great things going on. We're really excited for this year and the years to come. And,
yeah. And then we're going to wrap this up with you listening to the interview that we did on the cruise with Melody Goodwin.
Well, Melody's joined us on the cruise. She's one of the convoluted cruisers here on the cruise ship. And how long have you been going to conventions?
Probably for 3 years.
3 years? What was your first?
Dragon Con.
Dragon Con...
2000, you're making me do math.
Oh gosh, no. But 2013?
2012,
okay, 2012. So Dragon Con 2012 was your first. How many conventions have
Wait,
you been to?
Wait, did I just count that wrong? I think I did.
Where's 2016? 18,
14,
13. Oh.
13, okay. 2013. Well, it doesn't really matter. Nobody's going to go fact check this.
Started out with the big one. But we wanted to talk to Melody today because she has an interesting experience, I believe, because we're doing this first con cruise, and you did the cruise with Six Man for Walker Stalker. So that was barely even, what, 2 weeks ago?
It was about 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago? So what is that like coming off of a cruise 3 weeks ago and then coming on another one? And what are, like, the differences? What do you like about that one versus this one? And what do you like about this one versus that one?
Well, that's a hell of a question.
Hey, I'm going to go big or go home.
Well, first of all, I didn't unpack completely because I knew I was coming on this cruise, so there was no point of unpacking everything.
Big bonus. You don't have to worry about packing for this
one. Yeah, I just pulled out dirty clothes and just put some fresh new clothes yeah. and pulled out anything.
Or you spray down with some Febreze, you're good to go.
No, we're going to pull out dirty clothes and get put clothes
in. Playing.
That one was on a different cruise line, Norwegian, Pearl, which was very nice. But it was a little bit different because everybody on board, as the people on board were Walker's, you know, Walking Dead fans, mm-hmm. basically. And so it was the whole entire ship. There was over 2,200 of us. And that's a little crazier because you always saw dead people walking around, but you kind of expected it.
The entire cruise was the convention for that one. Unlike this one where it's only about 160 of us, right?
Yeah.
Like 2,000.
Yeah, you basically had Walking Dead fans take over the ship.
That's awesome.
So it was, actually. And of course, you had a couple of the cast members that were there. That was interesting because, in all honesty, there's nothing really they could do about it once we pulled off. So
they were stuck for the long haul.
Yeah, they were pretty stuck. So,
now, where did that cruise go to?
It went.
Where did it leave from and where did it go to?
It left from Miami.
Okay.
And it was raining.
It was so, like Jacksonville was
pretty
raining.
Pretty much, yeah. Except for you thought more of Miami. You thought it wasn't raining, but it was raining. So we were all soaked the day before, the day of getting on the boat. And it was great. It was really cool, actually, because there was only one way to get on that ship. So the celebrities had to walk where all the other people were at. So, to watch Norman and Greg and, God, I can't think of his real name right now, so I'm just going to have to call him his character's name, Tyrese.
Oh, okay.
Watching them get on the ship was quite exciting. And so I got some really great shots.
Nice.
You know, some high fives.
Now, did you get to hang out with like, Norman Reedus and any of the other cast at all?
Norman did come out, not as much as everybody else, but of course, you know,
yeah.
he would have been swarmed. It would have been terrible. But
he used
it was
to
funny.
Love hanging out. He used to love coming out to the pool, coming out and hanging out at various conventions, but now he really can't.
He's
yeah.
so popular on Walking Dead that he just can't.
Yeah, and it was interesting because I wasn't there because it was, I think it was the belly flop contest. And some other celebrities were doing that, but he came out on one of the upper decks, and most people didn't even know he was standing there, and a few people were able to, like, notice, like, oh, my God, I'm standing next to Norman Reedus, or, you know, oh, I'm standing behind Norman Reedus, and they got a couple of shots where I was kind of cool, where nobody actually really messed with him.
Yeah.
They kind of blended in, and so it was okay. So,
what's a good tip for the celebrity guests as well, especially, excuse me, in a controlled environment like a cruise where you have 2,000 attendees? People can't just walk in off the street to something like that. If you would have spent time going into the crowds and getting mobbed a little bit, that 2,000 people would have gotten used to him, and he could have had a little more freedom on the boat.
Mm-hmm. I mean, perhaps so. I mean, maybe not some people. Some people would, yeah. I think they would have lost their minds.
Well, there's a lady who tried to bite a piece of him off
at another convention. Yeah, well, that was, Walker Stalker. You know,
that was a walker stalker.
And thank God she is banned for life. But yeah, people were concerned. We talked about it, a lot of the different Facebook pages and stuff. And it was like, nobody, please don't bite him. Mm-hmm. People thought he was going to cancel because of that. But he didn't, because he loves his fans. Yay. So everyone's happy about that.
Now, did he end up having to leave early, though?
He did leave early. He had to go start filming his motorcycle series. But him being as awesome as he is, he did not cancel the cruise. So the cruise actually redirected where we were going to port at and changed our port, where we were going to port. And we ended up going to Freeport instead of Nassau. So Norman could actually go on a cruise for 2 days and actually get off and fly back.
That's awesome.
That's
now,
pretty cool.
So this is dedication right here. You heard what she just said. Freeport and Nassau. So 3 weeks ago, the Walker Starker cruise, that's where she went. And now with the
Cumberland we just left Nassau.
She did it again. So, you know, what made you decide, even though you're doing this, the one Walker Starker convention, that you're still going to do this one with Convoluted?
Well, this cruise was actually announced first.
Oh, okay.
And I had planned on going. I was like, oh, gosh, yeah, I've never done a cruise before. You know, there was some people from Dragon Con. You couldn't have made it any better for me. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get out there. I'm going to do it. You know, it's affordable, so I'm going to go ahead and plan it. And then in June at Walker Stalker Orlando, they announced the Walker Stalker cruise. And then gave us 2 weeks to pay the deposit.
Oh, God.
So we were like, wait, what? Oh, crap. So so that was, it was a last minute thing. I didn't know if I was going to go or not, but I had so many people who were like, you got to go, you know. And so I decided to go, and I had to pay for both cruises at the same time. But the Walker Stalker happened to be beforehand, and it just happened to be timed at like 2.5 weeks apart. So I was like, I'll make it work. So.
Well, we're happy you did. You know, because we wouldn't have met you here if you hadn't.
Now, did they have another cancellation on that cruise?
Yes, they did. Chandler, I'm about to call him Chandler Bing. Mm.
Chandler Riggs.
Yeah, Chandler Riggs. He ended up canceling because of filming. I don't know what he's filming, but he had to cancel. And then the lovely lady that plays Sasha, mm-hmm. I can't think of the name off the top of my head. She had to cancel too, but, you know, after those, you know, we weren't very happy, but we were like, we'll be okay. And then they announced for the guy that plays Nicholas to come on, and then they did the ultimate awesomeness, and Denai, aka Michonne, announced within, I don't even know if it was even a week before we were about to leave for the cruise.
Oh, wow.
So that was pretty awesome.
Now, did they have the setup the same as when they do the convention at a convention center, a hotel, or what have you, where they have VIP, and then they have like a VIP party, that type of thing? Did they do that on the cruise also?
No. Everybody was considered the same.
Wow.
Nice. That's okay. Nice.
So you had a
For Walker Stalker, because they tend to have VIPs for everything.
Everything, for every guest.
Every single guest, including like some of the kids that appeared on an episode, had their own VIP pass.
Yeah, they had it where everybody was the same. You had on your card, you know, that you used to pay for everything and everything else. You had the time for your autograph, because all the autographs happened in one day, and you had a particular time slot that you needed to go.
Okay.
And then Norman had his own.
Of course, yeah.
Norman had his own, poor thing. Was on it for 12 hours. He had his own, and he was in a separate room. And
well, he shows a lot of dedication to his fans.
He does.
He's a really. We had the pleasure of getting to know him before he was famous. We like to say because he was just
one of the Boondock Saints
famous.
He used to go to Spooky Empire all the time, and he'd go out and hang out at the pool. So that was before he got
before Walking Dead
and bitten by people. So he could still go and hang out at the pool with everyone. So
well,
he's really famous.
Just to let everybody know, you probably heard some background noises and other people talking as they walk past and music and stuff. It's because we're recording this on the boat.
Yep.
So we have no control over external noises, and these microphones are passive microphones that pick up everything. So
what are you liking about
now that I derailed the conversation.
About this cruise?
I can actually enjoy more of the regular cruise stuff that I wouldn't normally, that I didn't do on the other cruise because it was just so centered. It was like a full con, basically. So that also, the fact is, this cruise is actually a day longer. I got a full day extra, which is weird. So I'm literally, I keep thinking it's a day earlier than what it really is. And so I'm like, oh, wait, I got another day. Wait, what day is it? You know, and so that's kind of cool. The extra day does make a difference, I think. I do like the extra day. I would love to do a 7-day.
We've done one. That was really a great time.
It was, but I can just see if one of us wasn't feeling well or if we were just tired and over it, that 7 days can go pretty long.
Yeah.
But then again, I tend to like nonstop eat, so 7 days of nonstop eating is too much. But
you know,
how do you feel?
Back to the car.
You're gonna have to do that this trip. But how do you feel about having this cruise with a bunch of people that you go to cons with or that you may see at another con? Do you think that makes a difference with the whole experience, the cruise experience?
It makes it funner, I think, because you always have somebody to hang out with. You know, regardless of fact, you know, I mean, I know the person's name, but I know that they're one of my people.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of is like, you still have it where you're not alone on the ship and you have to figure out what to do because, unfortunately, my cabmate had to cancel the day before we was about to fly out because she was sick. So I didn't have that already a person that I knew already. And so that was a little uncomfortable, but I made it work because everybody, you know, it was like a little mini Dragon Con and it was that, you know, that happy, like, yay! You know, we didn't have the Marriott carpet, but...
We got this carpet. This carpet is pretty unique.
It is. It's pretty ugly. Yeah. But it still was, you know, it's still family.
Yeah. Everybody's really friendly and inviting, and we have these lanyards. So whenever you see someone with a convoluted Tom Cruise lanyard, you feel comfortable just going up to them, talking and sparking conversation. And even people who are not part of this group, they notice the lanyards and have people just come up and start talking to us about it. Like, where are you guys from?
I've had three people walk up to me and say that they wish they knew about Dragon Con and they can't wait to do their first Dragon Con. It's been two people who have done that so far to me that aren't part of this group, I'm getting all tongue-tied. It's the alcohol. A couple times, two people have walked up to me, and, you know, they basically said that, you know,
well,
hey, we would love to go to Dragon Con. How would we do that? And I explained to them a little bit about going to Dragon Con. But you said you had a friend who was going to come. They had to cancel.
Yep.
So you ended up coming onto the boat, not really knowing anybody really well. How do you feel that's changed when you leave the boat Monday?
Well, I mean, it's always like every con. I always make new friends and new contacts. And it's funny because a lot of people, we're in the same different Facebook groups or we've talked on Facebook. I'm like, hey, I know you. Like you did, you know, you just said this on Facebook. I'm not stalking you, seriously. You know, but, you know, and it's kind of interesting to put the, you know, the person. see the Wow, okay. If y'all don't hear back from me ever again on Facebook, Melody Goodwin, you know where to find me.
Go look for Keena. You've heard how she stalks people and sits in the corner watching.
Wow. No, I'm on Facebook a lot, and if I'm remembering a name and I know I haven't met the person, I'm like, they must have just posted something on Facebook because I recognize that name. But that's the good thing about, I think, like the con community is that for the most part, you're never really a stranger. You never really meet a stranger. So
your family.
Your family.
Well, I always say, and I've said it several times on our previous shows, that we're all friends. We just haven't met each other yet.
Yeah.
We all have what you need to start a friendship and as a common interest.
Yeah.
And we're all going to Dragon Con or any of these other conventions because we have that common interest. That isn't the only thing a friendship can be based on, but that's where you start.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, I actually had a Dragon Con shirt on a couple weeks ago. I was in Bath and Body Works, and this lady walked up to me. She's like, "Oh, I like your shirt." And I was like, "You wouldn't happen to be Dragon Con family, are you?" She's like, "Yes, I am." And I was like, "Family!" And we were like hugging and jumping up and down, and everybody's looking at us like we're crazy, but it was just kind of like, you know, we're not at Dragon Con, but, you know, it's pretty much, you know, we are Dragon Con. So it's kind of was very nice to, you know, meet this person and, you know, and be like, oh, yay.
We had a similar experience where we went to a place called Allegra Marketing.
Oh, yeah.
And we go in there, the ladies in there are talking to us and they find out more about us and they're like, hey, you guys should wait. I wish Matt was here because he's into that sort of stuff. He's into Star Wars and all that stuff. So Matt comes in. And find out he's been going to Dragon Con for years, and you know, we've made a new Dragon Con friend just walking to a place in Tampa, meeting
Florida.
A Dragon Con family member right there at a random place we walked into.
So we're pretty much everywhere, every state. Now, what got you into going to Dragon Con for the first time?
Well, first, my father was a Trekkie when he was alive, he was a Trekkie, and I did not get into conventions then. I wish I did while he was still alive. I didn't do it until after. I think watching him see how much he enjoyed going to the conventions, even though it was taking me out of my comfort zone, he really, really enjoyed it. And we teased him up being this super geek, but I mean, he loved it, you know, he absolutely loved it. And I was like, you know, I think that I was like, you know, life is short and, you know, maybe I should go out of my comfort zone and maybe be something I like. And I knew about Dragon Con. I had heard about it for years, but I didn't even realize it was in my city until my favorite author, Laura K. Hamilton, was posting on her Facebook. I was reading something, and she was talking about Dragon Con. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, oh, man, Dragon Con is going on right now. She's talking about, you know, coming down from St. Louis. And I was talking to somebody at work, and they're like, I was like, man, I wonder when Dragon Con's happening. He's like, it's happening now. I was like, this weekend? I was like, what? And he's like, yeah. I was like, where is it? And he was like, Atlanta. I was like, that's not possible. How do I not know? It's in my own city. And
you not believe how many people we've met that live in Atlanta who have no idea.
Yeah,
Dragon Con happens.
But it was even worse for me. I felt it was even worse for me because I'm like, I knew about Dragon Con. I just didn't realize where it was and that I was too lazy to Google it. But and so I didn't go that year because I was too scared to go by myself. And so I went the following year. My best friend dragged him down there and I was like amazed about one, how nice everybody was, but the costumes was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life, and the amount of people. I was like, there's so many people, you know, and yeah, and I got hooked, and that's how it started.
Now, do you do any costuming at Dragon Con?
I did my second and third year. Last year was a little bit more elaborate. I had to do some changes, and so I actually only ended up wearing only one costume, a custom Jedi outfit, and who doesn't want to always be a Jedi? So that was awesome. So I was super thrilled and happy about
Rebel
that.
Rebel scum.
So that's what I ended up doing, and one of my costumes, a elf princess and a vampire queen, has been pushed to next year, or this year, so let's say now. So, and I don't know if I'm gonna add a third. I may. I don't know yet.
Nice.
Now that you've been on this convention, this con cruise, and they're planning it again next year, hopefully, supposedly out of New Orleans. So do you think you'll be coming to this again?
I know I will.
Yes.
Yeah, we know we are. We know we're going to be going on the next one. We're hoping to get more involved and bigger in a sponsorship kind of thing for the convention. for the cruise now, and for other shows in the future.
Do you think there's anything they could do to make it better, or is it just fine the way it is?
Probably make it longer, because who doesn't want to be catered to for a couple more days? I do. I don't know. I mean, they did such a good job, and the fact is, you know, we are good at spreading the news. Yes. And the fact is that we've been on it, and we get to tell people, and we get to go back to where we came from and spread
we
the word.
And we were in the inaugural the first one. Yeah,
yeah, so it's kind of like, I think that would help it grow bigger, you know, and then, you know, who knows, maybe they'll do a whole cruise ship, which... Wow.
Can you imagine having nothing but DragonCon attendees on this cruise ship?
Oh, that'd be so interesting, to say the least, because it's not as if I can be like, I'm going to my hotel room and getting away from it all. You know, it never is, because you'd be liable to see anything down those hallways.
That's true.
Especially the DragonCon crowd. You're really, truly liable to see anything. We've been joined by Dina Vina. She's come up and sat next to us.
Now, and she's heavily involved with Spooky Empire Convention. What's your... She actually has a title. What's your title?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. I say I'm an associate producer.
Okay.
I help with everything.
She's mainly in charge of all the volunteers at the convention.
That's my biggest.
Not your only, but your biggest.
Yeah.
She's done security there, too, so she's a woman of all trades, jack of all trades.
Now, hold on. We're going to keep this about Melody this time. Because
I don't want to horn in on Fabulous Melody.
But
Melody,
you will have your own.
How many conventions a year do you go to now?
Ooh, it varies. Last year was the absolute most, because I hit up 4 Walker Stalkers last year.
Wow.
I did Chicago, Dallas, Orlando, and Atlanta. Orlando was not planned, but what happened was I was going to go to Disney World for my birthday, and then I found out they were doing Walker Stalker that same weekend, so I canceled my Disney trip and went to Walker Stalker instead.
Did not stop by and say hello.
You don't like Walking Dead, do you?
I can't stand it. I'm still thinking about it. But so I did that. Dragon Con. I think I may have went to maybe 2, maybe 3 smaller local cons. So that's about 8.
And you're local to Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's always cons happening down there. So, and I get a lot of invites. I'm like, I'm so sorry, I can't do them all. I have to work. So.
And you're thinking about volunteering for a Walker Stalker of Atlanta, right?
I did it for the first time last year. It was awesome and amazing, and to the point where, you know, the celebrities are like the coolest people ever. Lawrence, who played Bob, I mean, he was like, the first day of all, he was like, oh my God, I'm requesting you next time, tomorrow, you know? And I was like, they made movie. He was like, I don't care, I want you. And he was the sweetest person. He was on the cruise ship for Walker Stalker Cruise. And when he saw me, he was like, oh my God, family, it's like a reunion. Can I get a selfie? And to have a celebrity ask for you to be in a selfie with them was kind of pretty cool. And it was like, oh, okay, you know.
Yeah,
I spent too much time around you guys.
I spent a lot of time with Scott Wilson.
Oh, he's a sweetheart.
He's such a really down-to-earth, sweet guy who just loves to hang out with anybody who wants to walk up and hang out with him. And a lot of the Walking Dead people like that. I'm good friends with Big Tiny, Theotis Crane.
He's one of the few I haven't met.
Yeah.
He goes to Dragon Con.
We were partying with him at Dragon Con last year. This last year. He came to Dragon Con just to hang out and we ran around together. He's in a Superman onesie. He's looking pretty dang good because he lost a boatload of weight. He is he looks nothing like he did before. He got rid of all that baby fat.
Okay.
So he's looking pretty good. We've had a lot of fun with all the Walking Dead people. We went to the first Walker Stalker when they had it in Atlanta the first time. What was it, 2013? 14. Yeah, 13 or 14. It was the first Walker Stalker.
2014.
And what's his name? The VIP you had.
Andrew Lincoln.
Andrew Lincoln was there. And she had his VIP.
Andy.
And we got his autograph. It was great. Great, great fun. So, I'm struggling here. I think I've had too much to drink.
Really?
But we're about up on time. I think we were going to do a half hour of your time, and we're 25 minutes right now. So,
is there anything that you want to discuss or add before we sign off?
I mean, I think people should sit there and actually do these. I mean, it's interesting to do these cons on a cruise and spend time with these people, because it's kind of like life is so hard already, and it's like these little boost of like this alternate reality kind of situation. You're like, okay, I can step out the real world and step in this little ball of happiness, and you know, and
I definitely used it
as happiness, because I actually, when I got off on the Walker Stalker cruise and I had to talk to the real people and see real life, I was like, oh god, it sucks so bad, you guys are so negative, I need to get back on another cruise ship. Thank god I got one in like 2.5 weeks.
I always say the conventions are like cruises that don't go anywhere. you go to Dragon Con, you're in your hotel, you're going down having a party, you're running around costuming, checking out people, taking pictures, going to have food. It's not catered like a cruise is, but you know, you have that same kind of one-stop shop for all of your entertainment needs, just like you do on a cruise ship. So Dragon Con's like a cruise that doesn't go anywhere. Spooky's like a cruise that doesn't go anywhere. Some of them, you know, like the convention center conventions, they just sometimes suck.
So to actually have a con on a cruise, it seems like the perfect marriage. He thinks that we're going to see more of these.
We're going to see a lot more convention cruises.
So.
I mean, we've had a few spattering. Disney did a couple, and I know they had a horror movie cruise a few years ago that we saw. But I think that they're going to gain momentum and gain popularity with organizers to go ahead and book a cruise ship and go out instead of a hotel. And you get to make a great amount of money if you organize it yourself and not use a service like this. Like this one did. This one used a third-party service to book the cruise and get it organized. They're the ones who made all the money. The organizer for this didn't make any of the money. But if you're organizing a cruise for yourself, you can probably make a lot of money off of it. Because you get to charge a lot more than you would for a normal convention pass. So your percentages become higher. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah, you did. Well, thank you for letting us talk to you today, because we felt you had an interesting perspective, just coming off of a cruise and going on to another one, and both of them convention related, and you've been to many actual conventions, so to hear your experience of the difference, like at a con, at a cruise, we appreciate you talking to us about it.
You're welcome. I'm happy I didn't get nauseated at all on this one.
Yeah, she didn't even have a patch.
Yeah.
No, didn't even.
I got my
sea legs. I got nailed the first day. As soon as the boat started moving, I was like, oh god, I need to go lay down, turn green in her room. It's like, first rule of the cruise, don't puke in your friend's room.
Friendship rules of the seas.
Rule 16 is don't puke
in your friend's room.
No, dining room. Don't puke in the dining room.
Oh yeah, don't puke in the dining room.
I think all. I think the first like 20 rules involve where you should not puke, and I think that's pretty much all the rules, isn't it?
No, there's many rules.
There's many rules. you got rules about farting.
Yes. Yes.
I think she made up all these rules just for her husband.
And you.
And me.
Who is my neighbor.
Yes. Well, that's all for today. Well, this episode, can't really say today because who knows you're going to listen to this. But I've been having plenty of drinks and...